Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Greg Pancake Hill produces the program. He gave me a look like, this is you. I'm like, but yeah, but you got to wait for the grr. Another shocking, how could this happen moment involving the U.S. Secret Service and the safety of the dignitary whose life is in the hands of those agents, and in this case, her detail. A near miss that we are just learning about this week from Vice President Kamala Harris in her motorcade in Milwaukee earlier this week. Now, at the start, I will note this is different than the assassination attempts on former President Trump. This one was not that. No evidence that there was anything nefarious planned or intended, but it could have been. And even if it weren't, the results still could have been disastrous. Monday of this week, Vice President was in town. Where was she?
Brookfield.
Brookfield, right? Sharon Lynn Wilson Center,
yep.
So she's making her way back to Milwaukee Mitchell to fly out. Motorcade is on its way back to the airport in Milwaukee. And a Milwaukee drunk was able to get within feet of her traveling vehicle on the freeway as he was driving the wrong way on I-94. Are you kidding me? If you paid any attention, you would have thought, this is impossible. This stuff is locked down. This can't happen. Freeway in the eastbound lanes headed toward the Marquette is closed to traffic, as you typically have for these high-level motorcades. Mostly closed anyway, because in video obtained by Channel 12 first, you can see it plain as day. There's one car that is not supposed to be there. The driver is going westbound in the eastbound lanes, which on any random Monday night is really bad and potentially deadly. But in this case, he's approaching the motorcade of the sitting vice president of the United States of America. The freeway is supposed to be closed. So this guy's going the wrong way, drives right past the motorcade, drives past it. Statement from the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office that was involved in the escort. About 8:26 p.m. Monday, October 21st, an SUV operated by a 55-year-old Milwaukee man was observed traveling westbound in the eastbound lanes of I-94 at the Marquette Interchange, approaching the motorcade. As it drew closer, Milwaukee County Sheriff's deputies stopped the SUV, observed an open intoxicant in the vehicle, suspected the driver was impaired, conducted field sobriety tests, took other investigative measures, and ultimately took the driver into custody on recommended charges of operating while intoxicated and recklessly endangering safety.
What time did you say this was?
8:26 p.m.
Oof.
See, Eric's hung up on somebody being hammered at 8:30 on a Monday.
It does seem odd, doesn't it? Not that
there
it
is,
should ever be
there
okay.
Is that, right. So hammered that you got on the freeway the wrong way.
And almost hit the VP motorcade.
Right. The statement finishes from the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. No one was injured in the incident, and any questions about the motorcade itself will need to be directed to the United States Secret Service.
I got a question.
Yeah, I got a question. We should all have a lot of questions. Question one, what the actual really? Seriously, question one is, how is it possible that someone got onto the freeway to be in position at all, even to approach the motorcade?
Could you be blocking the on-ramps onto eastbound, but not blocking the quote-unquote off-ramps?
Right, because this isn't
which,
where people get on.
Yeah, and that's right. How the guy did it, because there are some spots there. I mean, we've done stories on how some folks, when not thinking clearly, get on the wrong highway.
Possibly. Question two is, how was this person not stopped by the bevy of law enforcement escorts ahead of the vice president's vehicle before he was allowed to just drive right on by? The sheriff's deputies noted in the brief statement for the sheriff's office stopped the vehicle only after it had passed by the vice president's vehicle. It was at the back end of the motorcade. So how was there not intervention prior to this wrong-way driver actually getting that close?
What do you think, like throwing out a spike strip out of your vehicle? What
or
would you
even
do?
One of the vehicles driving in front of to encumber that oncoming? You have a vehicle driving at the motorcade. What's your purpose there other than to point the direction? Aren't you supposed to intercept that potential danger?
Okay, so that's a legitimate question of, okay, if you have a motorcade of however many motorcycles / squad cars, what's the point?
Yes.
if
are we just giving you directions to the airport? Or are we supposed to get in the way of potentially terrible actors?
No,
right. And
right.
I don't know the rules of engagement.
Should there have been some type of diversion
Yes, I mean, but diversion. That's the word.
Whether it's hitting that car somehow, I mean, that's dangerous. Someone could be killed,
of course,
including the law enforcement officer.
And in this case, you would have taken the life of someone, perhaps, potentially, who intended no harm, but was in the wrong spot,
right,
doing the wrong thing. But, right.
It's happening. It's
Don't
happening.
You have to treat that as potentially hostile?
Right.
A closed freeway and someone's driving at the vice president's vehicle? What are the rules of engagement? Who would make that call? If you're a sheriff's deputy who's involved in that, like, is that you in that split moment? Are you supposed to? Are you empowered to, you know, maybe ram that vehicle or do whatever? Or do you have to wait for a call from the Secret Service? Do you have, like, I don't know what those rules are, but they should, since they're doing the motorcade. And you can't have somebody drive on by. That's the whole point of having the motorcade. Otherwise, just put her in a cab. What are we doing?
Uber.
Right? Just, all right, this is Tim. He's your driver today. He'll get you to the airport. Right, but don't spend too long in line, right? According to our story the other day, you only get 3 minutes to hug.
Yeah,
you're getting dropped off at the airport.
Right.
Right? What is the point of the motorcade and all the law enforcement that surrounds it if not to intercept a potential hostile who is quickly approaching? And here we are again with another story right here in Milwaukee. 8:55 on Wisconsin's Morning News.